Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngithathe leli thuba lokubonga uJonga Kandemiri ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lesishona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomgqibelo mhla ka 5 Ngcwabakazi 2023 ngupraxitus Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu namhlanje,
ube ngumuntu oyesaba inkosi njalo olobuntu oqakathekisa wonke umuntu emthatha ngendlela ayiyo yona.
Abantu abangabazi inkulungwane ezingabazinhlano bathe gwaqa sikhuluma nje enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium eHarare bekhumbula impilo kaMoyi owasungula inkonzo eyezayoja umfundisi Ezekiel Guti.
I oppose political violence both in my own country and in Zimbabwe and in any other country. You cannot have functioning healthy democracy if people are intimidated by violence.
Uhulumende weMelika uthi bakhathazekile ngesimo sezombusazwe esiseZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Emikankasweni yokulungiselela ukhetho lwalonyaka limpela viki, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubesemtawatawa eMashonaland East. Kuthi ke umkhokheli OSCCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uzaba semtare kusasa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abantu abangabazi inkulungwane ezingafika ezinhlanu bathe gwaqa sikhuluma nje enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium eHarare emkhosini wokukhumbula impilo kaMoyi owasungula ibandla lokholo lwesiKristu elezayoja umfundisi Ezekiel Guti. Uguti ubhubhe ngenyanga edluleyo kaNtulikazi, waphiwa umhulumende inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Bekuculwa ingoma abantu bekhumbula ngenjabulo impilo eyaphilwa nguMoyi umfundisi Guti. Iningi labo kungamakholwa akhonza ebandleni lakhe elezayoja abavele emagumbini amane elizwe lasebehlala kwamanye amazwe. Ekhuluma kulumbuthano uMongameli Mnangagwa uchaze uGuti njengomuntu owayengasebenzela inkonzo yakhe kuphela kodwa esebenzela ukuvuselelwa komnotho welizwe okumele kube isibonelo sokuthi abanye abafundisi balandele.
The church must preach production.
Ukuze siphumelele njengabantu kumele abantu baphakamiswe besuka ebuyangeni besiya ebusutheni. Inkonzo kumele zichumayele ukuvuselela umnotho kusukela ezindlini zethu.
Uthe imisebenzi yakhe efana lokuvula akwenza isibhedlela seMbuya Dorcas eHarare, iCollege yeZimbabwe Zeke Guti University Zeku lokunye uyisibonelo esihle kakhulu. Uthe njalo kuyathokozisa ukuba uGuti waba ngumunye wabensundu bakuqala eZimbabwe ukusungula inkonzo esitholakala emazweni adlula ikhulu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Okhulume emele ibandla lezayoja njalo osethethe isikhundla sikaGuti umnumzana Joseph Guti uthembise ukuthi bazaqhubeka ngomsebenzi awusungulayo njengehlonipho kumbali yakhe.
And he always emphasized that this church is belong to God.
Wayehlala esitshela ukuba inkonzo le ngamlimo umlimo uye umnikazi walinkonzo.
Omunye okade esembuthanweni lowu unkosikazi Noreen Chuma okhonza kobulawayo esithi wafunda okuningi ngemfundiso kaGuti.
Ube ngumuntu oyesaba inkosi njalo olobuntu oqakathekisa wonke umuntu emthatha ngendlela ayiyo yona.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Linus Mkandla yena othi wafunda ukusebenzisa izandla zakhe hathi ukuthembela ebantwini.
Usiye emsebenzini kodwa umele bebe lokunye lakho okwenzayo ukuthi kubunikeze imali kwenzela ukuthi izinto zi kubalanse. Njengoba lekhathesi libona ukuthi lizwa limanga kuhle, wasebenzisa ukuthengisa athiwa ngamathalenta.
Uguti ubhubhe mhlaka 5 Ntulikazi eseleminyaka elikhulu yokuzalwa. Uphiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe nguhulumende abemuli besithi uzabekwa loba nini kusukela kusasa endaweni engakaziswa. Inkonzo ezayotsha yabeka amalanga angamachumi amathathu awukukhumbula imisebenzi yomkhokheli wayo. Ukuzaba lomthandazo wobusuku banamhlanje abantu bemkhumbula enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium. Abanye abakade bekulumbuthano bagoqela umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, umlawuli wedayile ephalamende umnumzana Jacob Mudenda, abamabandla okukhulu atshiyeneyo abagoqela besipostoli, umkhokheli webandla le-Family of God Folk umfundisi Andrew Taunashe, abamabandla aphikisayo abavangeli abafundisi labakhonza ebandleni leli lozulu jikelele. Ngimele isitho 7 iseharare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Iqhubekela phambili ngalimpela sonto imikankaso yokudinga usekelo lokuvotelwa sokungasensuza tjwala ukubana lwenziwe ukhetho lwalonyaka eZimbabwe. Namhlanje umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa ubelubhekise eMtawatawa eMashonaland East emhlanganweni omkhulu werally weZANU-PF ukukankasela usekelo lokuvotelwa kukhetho. Emhlanganweni lo, uMnangagwa uncome abasekeli bebandla lakhe eMashonaland East esithi ubunengi babo buveza sobala ukubana basebenza gadalala njalo ulethemba lokuba bazonqoba kukhetho nxa kukhangelwa inani labantu abakade bekhona. Kuthi ke ngalo kwelinye icele umkhokeli webandla eliphikisayo ele Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, umnumzana Nelson Jamisa, yena ukhangelelwe ukuba lo mhlangano omkhulu werally njalo eMutare ukukhankasela ukudinga usekelo kukhetho.
The Voice of America.
Uhulumende weMelika uthi bakhathazekile ngesimo sezombusazwe eziseZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Lokhu kuphume kungxoxo eyenziwe yi-VOA lomsekeli kaNobhala obona ngezobudlelwane beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba, uNkosikazi Molipi. Yena-ke oqale ngokuphatha udaba lodlakela osoluthethe imphefumulo yabantu ababili ekulwisaneni kwabasekeli bezanuPF labamabandla aphikisayo esithi bona njengelizwe kabasekeli ngitsho lakancane udlakela oluqondiswe ebantwini kungakhathalekile ukubana ngabebandla liphi lezombusazwe loba kwenzakala kuliphi ilizwe lomhlaba.
I oppose political violence both in my own country and in Zimbabwe and in any other country. You cannot have functioning, healthy democracy if people are intimidated by violence. I know we've seen examples earlier this year of political parties and citizens exercising their democratic rights, being detained, beaten up by police forces. The example you've just described of vigilante forces by the political party, all of that is disturbing and should be unacceptable for a government and a society committed to a true, free and fair election.
Uqhubekele phambili u-Assistant Secretary Pugh echasisa ngeminye imithetho ebakhathazayo njengohulumende incindezela uZulu efana lowe-Patriotic Act.
Unfortunately, we have seen a fact pattern over recent months that suggests that a free and fair election is in doubt. And I can give you some examples of why we are concerned about that possibility. As you know, last month, new legislation called the Patriotic Act was adopted. And in fact, that legislation imposes restrictions on basic political freedoms agreed in Zimbabwe's constitution, in African Union protocols, and in UN protocols. And those include freedom of assembly that allows citizens and political parties to meet and prepare to engage in an election process. And it also includes restrictions on speech and expression, both by citizens, political parties, and journalists. So those are the types of actions that concern us. We've also seen opposition political parties and citizens actively harassed and prevented from exercising their political freedoms that should be guaranteed by those regimes that I've described, the regimes under the Zimbabwean constitution and as expressed by the African Union and the United Nations.
Loke bekungumsekelo mphathi ntambo ubona ngezobudlelwano bemelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba Assistant Secretary of State Molly P kungxoxo ayenze le Voice of America.
Lamlela ndwandwe
lamlela
ndwandwe
lamlela
lamlela mshweshwe
lamlela nampa bafubeni
lubikwa luphumelela kwamagama uhlelo lwenhlanganiso esebenzisana labesifazane kwezentuthuko eye Pathways Women's Empowerment Girl Child Support Network lokuphathisa amantombazana asethombile ngemvunulo yokusebenzisa nqabe sesikhathini esabelweni seMathebeleland North. Unothaba Dlamini usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abenhlanganiso le bathi bananzelela ukuthi iningi lamantombazana labesifazana lisebenzisa izichibi, amaphepha kanye lobulongwe ngesikhathi belandela okuyikho okubangela imikhuhlane egoqela imvukuzane yesibeletho kumbe ukuswela inzalo. Umholi walinhlanganiso umnumzana Trimondolo uthi kungalesi sizathu basungula inhlanganiso le ngomnyaka ka-2018 omama bathola imfundiso ngokuzithungela imvunulo zamalembu abazi nikeza phose nyanga zonke amantombazana asethombile emangweni egoqela ibhinga ewange lezinye.
Sikhangelele ukuthi abantwana bengasebenzisi izinto ezifana nokuthi izigqoko ezindala lama-textbook namabhuku lana ababebhalele kiwo ngama-inki esemadala bengakusebenzisi lobulongo benkomo. Abanye basebenzisa ivele lamahlamvu nje.
Unkosikazi Sehliselo Dube esinye sesakhamuzi esithunga kungelambadalo kulinhlanganiso uthi limvunulo abayithunga ngobuciko obukhulu iyawacheka njalo isebenza phose iminyaka emithathu.
Ende into lezi ngokuya kwesikhathi zicina zibalimaza ingaphakathi yabo. Indaba ze-cancer, ama-cervical cancer, okunye futhi kuyakhozela ukuthi umntwana nxa esekhulile aswele futhi inzalo ngezinto lezi abazisebenzisayo.
Unkosikazi Sungani Moyo yena uthi uphatheke kulolu hlelo ngemva kokunanzelela ukuqansa kwenani lamantombazana abendiswa besesebancane labaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba ngemva kokuchiya isikolo ngenxa yesimo senswelo ezimulini.
Abanye basuka bathengise imizimba yabo ngenxa yokuthi abadala bangakwanisi ukuthi khona babathengele ngoba abadala abaningi abasebenzi bangenele kakhulu emaphandleni.
Unkosikazi Dube uqhubeke ethi enye inhloso yabo yikulwisana lemikhuba yokubandlululwa kwabesifazana ngesikhathi belandela phansi kwendikimba ethi Ambassador for Women's Health.
Sifuna ukuthi siende into ethiwa yi-stigma like nemvelo yethu njengabantu abamnyama ukuthi sithi ama-period alomnyama so kuyayenza ukuthi kuyadimolariza umntwana oyinkazana.
Undolo uthi kundikimba le bakhuthaza njalo labesilisa ukuba bahlukane lokudlwengula laba.
Sithi bobaba lani majaha, xolanini xolanini abantwana bakhule.
Ngemva kokuthungelwa imvunulo le, amantombazana aphiwa isikhwama, amabhulugwe, isepa kanye lokunye okokuwaphathisa nxa besesikhathini. Omunye wabafundi bewange osehlelweni lolu unkosikazi Sicelo Dube uthi iningi labo selisizakele.
Ngoba abanye bethu bebengasenelisi ukuthi baqede isikolo, abanye bethu besesidabula amabhuku sisebenzisa ukuthi sizivikele, abanye bethu besebenzisa izigqoko ezinjengamajini zisisukulu.
Udubo lokusweleka kwemvunulo yabesifazana nxa besesikhathini kweleZimbabwe luhlala kuyindaba egudwini lapho abamela amalungelo abesifazana bekhala ngokuqonga kwentengo yokuthenga okwenza abanye besebenzise okungahlanzekanga okufana lamalembu, amahlamvu kanye lobulongwe. Ngobumqoka kwayo owake wabalilunga ledale lephalamende unkosikazi Priscilla Nisiyairabwe Moshonga waze wayayithela kuleli dale esithi kumele uhulumende athathe amanyathelo okuhlonipha amalungelo empila kahle yabesifazana ngokubona ukuthi abesifazana bazithola kungelambadalo ekhala ngentengo ephezulu kakhulu engafinyelelwa ngabanengi abasemaphandleni kanye lemulini eziswelayo loba nje lokhu kwehlula ngomnyaka ka 2018 uhulumende waphawula umthetho othi imvunulo ayisabhadalelwa umthelo owejuthi nxa ithengwa kwamanye amazwe abe UNICEF kuphenyo lwabo babika ukuba inengi labesifazana ukugoqela labakhubazekileyo eZimbabwe liyaswela okweneleyo nxa besesikhathini ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Victoria Falls ngingunokuthaba Dlamini
okwamanje othi singene kuhlelo lwethu lwabesifazane silosithandekile mhlanga
yalamukela kweziphathelane labesifazana lelami uzithandekile mhlanga lamhla sixoxa labesifazana abasakhulayo abakade bekuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship olweyali khonapha eMelika olusanda ukugqitshwa owakuqala obekulolu hlelo esixoxa laye unkosazana Abigail Gombo ongumanjinela njalo engumqoqi wenhlelo iproject management uthi sewasebenza eBulawayo leMathebeleland South njalo okwamanje usemutare uAbigail Gombo okhethwe ukuba aphatheke kuyali njengomabhalane wogatsha lweMathebeleland lelunga elingowesifazana kucommittee yabomanjinela
one of the things engizinanzeleleni kuprogram lay and one of the partnerships engizenzileyo ukuthi sifuna ukuvala igap between our academia esikufunda esikolo and industry ukwenzela ukuthi esikufunda esikolo kube yikho okuhambelana lokwenzakala ngalezi nsuku emhlabeni esiphila kuyo so as we continue to partner with tertiary institutions and high school institutions will try and make sure that we have STEM awareness campaigns, which is one of the things that I do, STEM awareness campaigns, which is science, technology, engineering, and maths, and we try and highlight what current needs are in the industry so that the academia can match up.
Kahle kahle kuyini okwenziwa iproject manager njalo iwapha ama project la waqoqa.
So u project manager umsebenzi wakhe you make sure ukuthi ama project iloba yipi project iyayenzakala ngesikhathi nge budget ethiweyo and ngehlonzi eliphakemeyo what we call the trifecta which is time, quality and cost. So what we do is one of the projects that we're doing is say servicing of stands we have to make sure that abantu mabe buya kuzohlala endaweni bathola kulamanzi aranayo bathola kulama sanitation services aranayo just for the general health and safety of the community and I always say this that statistics shows that 70% of the population in Africa is youth and amandla asezandleni zethu njengabantu abatsha so asisukumeni asibamba nenini let's collaborate and build a better community
siphinde saxoxa lo nkosazana phindile gosha oyingcwethi kwezokusungulwa kwamabhizimusi yena okumhlanganiso ye-startup Greenhouse Academy ekobulawayo lasebulenjini unkosazana gosha ubesekolishin lepetu e-Indianapolis khonapha emelika ngohlelo lweyali uthi injongo yakhe ngeyokukhuthaza abesifazana labasakhulayo ukuthi belolonge ulwazi lwabo kwezamabhizimusi.
Into engayinanzelelayo ikuthi ikakhulukazi abantu abangomama leqembu labantu abasemakhaya. Kulama challenges amaningi abahlangabezana nawo ukuthi ama opportunities amaningi ayabedlula ngokuswela ulwazi. Into efana lesikolo umuntu uyabengela isikolo kodwa ele idea kumbumbono ukuthi uyakwansi ukuncedisa abanye abantu. So thina sifuna ukuthi kuhlanganiswe abantu befunde ikakhulukazi inetworking ukuba khona kwami lapha ngifunde ukuthi inetworking is a powerful tool. Wonke umuntu engaba le access to networking siyakwansi ukuthi sikhule njengabantu bama business the opportunities are there ukuthi thina siwa access into enkulu njengokusho kwami ukuthi networking ngoba sometimes ungayazani labantu kuyenza ukuthi udlulwe izinto. So in networking iyanikeza that platform yokuthi uwazane labantu. Mina njengamabantu ababefuna ukungena kulolu hlelo ngolwazi esengilalo, ngiya recommend uhlelo lolu. Bengasilandela ku Facebook yethu Startup Greenhouse Academy, sabe siposta ukuthi abantu abafuna ukungena kulelo hlelo bengancedakala kanjani lokubanikeza ama ideas. So kuhle kakhulu ukuthi kuyakhulukazi abantu abangoma mama sincedisane sibambane thina sibe khona kuma leadership spaces ngoba ama opportunities akhona.
Omunye esixoxe naye ngonkosazana Chenayi Muswira kuyenda oligqwetha yena obesemhlanganweni ngolwesine wabeZimbabwe abakade bekuhlelo lweyali lolo abanxuswe ngummeli wesigodlo seZimbabwe eWashington umnumzana Thaddeus Tafirenyika ukubakhuthaza ngemisebenzi abayenzayo. Uhlelo lweyali ngolokulolonga ulwazi lamakhono alabo abasakhulayo abakumazwe ehlukeneyo kuzwekazi le-Afrika ukwenzela ukuthi babe zingcwethi emsebenzini abayiqhubayo. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC isithi asidimaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo uhlelo lolu oluphathelane labesifazane.
Umamhlanga udedela kuChris Gande yena ke wasethulela uhlelo liphuma lendaba.
Lingalitshona njani izilukandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Lamhlanje sixoxa lomnumzana Cassius Jays Simana Mpofu, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa. Okwakuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo umnumzana.
Hayi ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga bapha, ngiyabonga mbunyelela labasekeli labalandeli beStudio 7.
Njengoba ukhetho solusondele, ubona abaningi abakhona ngapho eSouth Africa besiyavota yini ekhaya?
Bazaba khona kodwa angeke babe baningi kakhulu ngoba abantu abaningi abalapha eSouth Africa abaregistanga. Ngihlangana labo sikhuluma nje ngendaba zasekhaya abaregistanga. Kodwa abaregistileyo labo ngicabanga bazohamba bonke bayivota kodwa ayizuba inamba nje enkulu kakhulu. Noba nje eSouth Africa ilabantu abaningi baseZimbabwe kodwa ke less than half yalabo abantu abala maybe one third yakhona or less yiba abazenelisa ukuthi bahambe bayivota plus okunye kuzayo ukuthi bathola nalawo mathuba ukuyavota emsebenzini yabo abelungu babo babavumelani na ukuthi bahambe bayivota kulabo abasebenzayo. Yebo nje kuzima kodwa bona iningi yangikhona abalapha hayi abazukuyavota ekhaya.
Nxa ukhangele iningi labakhona ngapho abeZimbabwe abahlala khona ngapho ngabakhanya besekela liphi ibandla ngokubona kwakho?
Abantu abazange babhalise. Isizathu zokuthi abantu bangabhalisi ukuthi kwakuthiwa kufana abantu bayibhalisela lapho abazavotela khona. Alaba kuthiwa kufuna ukubhalisa bekuvulekile kwathi ukuthi umuntu ngaphandle kwelizwe uya balisa ngabantu abaningi babhalisa futhi bebezozama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi bahambe. Manje kwasuka kwaba lobunzima bokuthi kumele umuntu ayibhalisa esigabeni lapha azavotela khona. So lokho kubangela ukuthi abantu abaningi bangabhalisi lezi khadi zangkhona beziqondana ukuthi basemsebenzini into ezinjalo. Kodwa ayiqinisele khona abantu abaningi azange bathole ikhadi isikhathi sokuyabhalisa.
Baningi yini obezwayo besithi bayabhalisa ukuthi bayovota?
Ye, abantu ababhalisayo nalabo abazavota balethemba abanalo ukuthi utshintsho lungaba khona. So kodwa ke kuzaba ukuthi abantu basekhaya bona bavote njalo ngoba siyabona ama rally zanPF amanengi alabantu abaningi aba attendayo noma sizazi ukuthi lawo ma rally attendwa ngabantu besigaba leso abenzelwe khona ngabantu abanye ababesuka kwezigaba kunje ngoba le rally engenziwa maybe eCholocho uthola ukuthi lomuntu eMount Darwin khona kulomuntu eMashingo khona phana kulomuntu osuka eMtare khona phana. So into yenziwa izanPF kodwa ke hayi ichance yokuthi izanPF idliwe maba abantu basekhaya ikakhulu abantu basemakhaya eZimbabwe uma bengavota ngendlela efunwa ngabantu abaphandle kungaba lontshintsho.
Ngokubona kwakho bayathemba yini abantu ukuthi bengahamba bayovota kuzaba lo mehluko?
Imajority yabantu abasekhaya ngabantu abafisa ukuthi kube lo tshintsho kuhulumende okhona, yiso isifiso abanaso. Loba nje abanye bangikhona bengathi abanathemba kakhulu le bandla abangalikhetha kwamanje kwaqinisele khona ukuthi leli elibusayo hayi abasalifuni. So ngezinye indlela basundelelane kancane le bandla le-CCC kodwa ke kube ukuthi hayi mali ngabasiza ukuthi kukhuphe izanPF wabona ngathi kuzoba lula kodwa ke ayisilo i-preferred bandla. bandla labo asingathi silibathembile kulo bakhona of course banengi lakhona abalithemba waleli bandla kodwa ke hayi bona ngathi abantu abanengi kakhulu nje into ebahluphayo kathi sinjalo ababhekanela ukuthi ibandla lezani PF liphume ngoba bayazi ukuthi maye ibandla lezani PF lingaphuma empisi embusweni lelesi simali ngabe lingenile kuzoba sekulula ukulikhupha lesi kunzima ukukhuphizana PF yumsebenzi omkhulu okhona obhekanela abantu kathi so ma abantu bengenelisa ukuthi bakhuphe izani PF kusho ukuthi kuyabe seyokuqala kwedemocracy ukuqala kokuthi nje kwahulumende uhulumende wonke ababuya kuzayo sokulula ukubakhupha ngoba uhulumende wezani PF lempande zokuthi yena walwimpi lempande zama overthrow kulempande zama emasoche so kodwa ke hayi ngibona ngathi abantu abaningi bona into abayifisa ukuthi izani PF iphume ukuthi iphume njani abalandaba nakho bafuna nje iphume kuphela embusweni
okokugcina ungavalelisa abalaleli
ungavalelisa le kahle nyabonga kakhulu sibona lokusekela kweneli kwenzayo umsakazo wabantu umsakazo weStudio 7 nyabonga
lo ke bekungumnomzana Jesus Malampofu isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa ebesixoxa laye kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lithone lendaba igama lami ngoChris Gande asidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo sikhathi sinye
lilalele kumsakazo weStudio 7 eye Voice of America. Kwezemidlalo abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu abapha imbono ejineyo phezuke imidlalo yabesifazane iyokudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele equtshelwa kwele Australia lase New Zealand kulezi nsuku. UJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba.
Izwekazi lase-Afrika liselelimelwe ngamaqembu abalisa ele-South Africa, iNigeria kanye leMorocco kulumncintiswano kodwa u-Obey Ndlovu uthi yena ukholelwa ukuba iqembu leNetherlands yilo elizaphakamisa isicoco.
Ngibona ngathi ama-Dutch engawina sibili. Ngowe-Afrika but hayi, ama-Dutch hayi, ahluhla.
UPrince Mpofu yena uthi usaxamalazile ngoba kulamaqembu amabili acabangela ukuba yiwo angaphakamisa inkezo.
Waqala ngikhayela England yacina udliwa last year ngo-2021. Then any team has two is sweet.
Uitai Pablo Matandi uthi yena ukhangelele iqembu elimela ilizwe leSouth Africa elebanyana banyana ukuba limangalise umhlaba wonke ngokuphakamisa inkezo.
Nambonyani South Africa iyathatha but imele iqala ilungisise ngoba emuva laphiyana ama-height, mafichane, ama-borese emoyeni, special ama-cross amakona. Ama-lokeeper lwanani imthembu.
Kumidlalo edlalwe namhla iqembu leSpain libhaxabule leSwitzerland nge-5-1 kuthi eleJapan litshayele Norway nge-3-1. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu leSpain leJapan asedlulele kusigaba se-quarter final. Kusasa ngensonto iqembu leNetherlands lizadlala leSouth Africa kuthi iqembu leSweden lizadlala leUnited States of America. Sikhangele ukuba imidlalo yesigaba seCasilaga Premier Soccer League edlalwe namhla emini iphele njani. Iqembu leGreen Fuel linqobele yada nge-2-0 seKipo. Iqembu leFC Platinum linqotshwe nge-2-1 ngeleSimbabwe. Semandava, iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars linqobele kulawo Chiefs nge-1-0 seBaobab. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos linqotshwe nge-2-1 iCranbourne Bullets ngaseBata. Iqembu leChicken linqotshwe nge-1-0 iSheshem ngaseLuveve. Kuthi iqembu leZPC Kariba leHighlanders abe ngeChigulo Bhanqa 0-0 ngaseNyamunga. Kusasa ngensonto iqembu leManyika Diamonds lizadibana leCapes United ngaseKipo. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala leTriangle ngaseMandava. Kuthi iqembu leDynamos lizanqikilana leLewange ngaseBaba Fields. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanje.
Uhlelo abaculi bethu namhlanje silomculi umdumo wamapiano uSketa Moyo. Yena ozibiza njalo ngokuthi umfana wasemzini. Asimzweni ixoxa lo ntungameli inkomo weStudio 7.
Yase yamnandi 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 yona imnandi imnandi imnandi.
Ukudabuka ngidabuka endaweni yaseSilobela emsila wobe isigodi. Kwezomculo ibange sendihambile. In fact ngathi ngiqale 2017 ukungena kule ndima kodwa ukuyangena e-studio. Ngiqale 2020 ngesikhathi se-corona endirekhode khona i-single track yerumba nomunye umfowethu waseKezi u-Eddie Mabogs. Wathi lapho ngasuka erumbeni ngabe sengiyangena emapiyaneni ngarekhoda ipiano i-single track ke nabanye abafowethu abayi-2 ngasuka lapho ngazoyenza i-album yamapiano enengoma
eziwu-8.
abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Okusempeleni nje kwamanje ingoma zama zatholakala kuma online zatholakala yimi. Abangafisa ukuxhumana nami inombolo yocingo yokuqala ijona +27 84 92 63 8 52 S2 ithi yona +27 VCT 65 VCT 40 VCT 47 VCT 77 VCT 33 ngikhona naku Facebook ungasecha umfana wasemzini usheshe usikhetha moyo
ubatyela waphamazi yabalandeli.
Bengicela isapoti kubalandeli bengisapote noma nje ngisenzima ngisawa ngisavuka bengicela ukuthi bengisapote uze ethi ngikwazi ukuthi ngiqhubekele.
Oliver Lelisayo, Praxedes Jeremiah.